to God. Praise your name. Come on, give him the glory. Give him the glory. Come on, give him the glory. Hallelujah. Yes. He's the one that's worthy. Thank you. Yeah, keep it going. I get so caught up, I get lost when I'm ministering to the Lord. It's not like I'm not knowing you're there, but I'm just sensing the Holy Ghost. And I just go in there and I just do what God wants me to do. And you can come on along if you want to. But I'll stand up and have a Holy Ghost party by myself if I have to. Come on, let's bless him today. Bless him. Bless God for who he is. Come on. Not just for what he does. Bless him. You go ahead and bless him. Hallelujah. Come on, sing this with me. I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my sorrow. Trading all of my pain.
I'm trading my shame.
And I'm laying it down.
I'm laying
them down. For the joy.
Joy of the Lord.
Hey, yeah. And I'm trading all of my sickness.
I'm trading my pain.
I'm trading my pain. and I'm laying them down. Woo! For the joy of the Lord. Come on with me, press it in with me, just say yes, Lord. Come on and say yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Now everybody here shout amen, amen. Come on, shout it like you need. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Now, yeah, yeah. I'm trading my sorrow, trading my shame, y'all. And I'm laying them down, yeah, for the joy. How many of you want the joy of the Lord today? Come on. Yeah, and I'm trading my sickness. Yeah, trading all of my pain, y'all. And I'm laying them down, yeah, for the joy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, shout amen with me. Amen. Hey, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. 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 Amen. I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned. I'm shut down, but I'm not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, because it's promised we'll endure. That His joy is going to be my strength. Woo! Though the sorrow may last, Lord, His joy comes in the morning. And I'm trading my sorrows, yeah. And I'm trading my shame. And I'm laying them down, yeah. Yeah, 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 yes, Lord, trading all of my sickness, y'all. I'm not gonna take that pain no more, no, 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 no. Trading them down with the joy of the Lord. Come on here, hear me say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes. Lord, yes, 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 Lord, amen. Come on, somebody shout amen. All right, hold it for a minute. Woo! No, go ahead with it. Go ahead with it. I'll go ahead and do what the Holy Ghost said. Go ahead with it. Come on. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! I'm going to go ahead and bless him because he's worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, you're good. Thank you. Lord, bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I know I got to get to the other church, but I'm just full today. You can tell what's being preached in this pulpit. I didn't have to be here. It's the presence of God. Am I right? That wasn't being preached in this house. You know, some churches are going and playing, man. You got to play for about half an hour before you can really get that presence. Not up in here. Oh, no. Somebody, let's go out and, I know the devil ain't going to like it. I like doing stuff the devil don't like because he don't like me no way. I like doing stuff he don't like. Just go ahead and shout, up in here. Up in here is the presence of God. In his presence, there is not halfness of his joy, but there's fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures evermore. Hallelujah. The presence of God, if it's anything we need now, if there's anything that we need now, it's the presence of God. Look, folks. Don't worry about gas prices going up. The same God that provided you that automobile will provide you gas to go in it. Oh, yeah. The same God that gave you a job will give you enough sense to keep it. Don't worry about what they're saying behind your back. That same God that's provided you with them children will provide, if you pray, he will provide them with a spirit of obedience. Come on. Come on. Give the devil don't like it. Just give God some glory. Maybe somebody here don't understand now why they got to make all that noise. Why you got to play the violin all loud and stuff? Why can't he be like he does in the symphony? Or just put the little team, just put it down, just play a Beethoven sonata, sit down and shut up. Because that ain't me, y'all. I'll play a Beethoven symphony in a minute, but when it comes down to doing what God has called me to do, God has called me to worship him in spirit and in truth. I like what I've learned. I'll tell anybody, I've been teaching for 20 years, get the basics. But I thank God he's allowed me to get the basics, and not that I'm perfect, because I got to practice more than anybody else. But because I took time and got the basics, God has allowed me to use this instrument to play the hell out of the devil. Whoa, whoa, he's cussing in the pulpit. No, I ain't. I'm delivering in the pulpit. Hey, I was once. I know what it means to live in the project and have to get out of your bed and get on the floor because bullets coming through the window. I know what it is to go in the backyard and your best friend gets shot down. I know what it is to go back in where I live. I know where it was to come home because I played a violin. I also played football. You know, look at me. I also played football, but I know what it is to be called a sissy. But I ain't no sissy. I will stand up for Jesus in a crowd of two and a crowd of 2 million. Because what we're getting ready for, we're getting closer to it. Grandma and them talked about it. Come on, y'all. Some of you ought to be getting excited. Grandma's grandma talked about it. Said, they used to sing a song, Jesus getting ready, getting us ready for that great day. Hey, that great day is already here, y'all. You might as well get ready now. Because what if you see what's happening, it used to be that it was even in the pulpit and singers, only certain people could do that. But in this dispensation, in this time, God is calling a people. And it ain't everybody ain't going to go with it. He's calling a people that will worship him in spirit and truth. Not worship somebody's name. Don't go to somebody's church because they got a name. Don't go to the church because they can scream. That's all. It's all right to scream. You minister. The Bible said you minister as the Holy Spirit gives you. You minister as he gives you. It's all right to minister the way. I'm not going against that. But I'm saying it's not about a personality. It's all about Jesus Christ. Jesus is fitting to come back, y'all. And I'm glad about it. What we're doing now, y'all, we're practicing for eternity. So if you want to know, why do we make all this noise? Shirley Caesar sung a song, when I get to heaven, I'm going to walk around heaven all day. Baby, you can walk all you want. But I guarantee you, when you get in heaven, there's going to be more noise than you can think about. The Bible says, for starters, there's 144,000 hearts. Hallelujah. The same noise that they gave Jesus when he went back to heaven. They saw him, they looked at him, he was gone. But on the other side of those clouds, y'all, when he got back home to his daddy, it was some noise being made. And when we get home to our daddy, there's going to be some noise going on, y'all. It ain't going to be quiet in heaven. Oh, no, it ain't going to be all subdued and going to sit by the water and just, you know, sip a drink. No, it ain't going to be like that. We're going to worship the Lord. He's getting us ready for eternity. We will be in the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. So if you know you're going to be in His presence in eternity, why don't you come on and get a piece of the rock while you're right here? Come on. Come on, you're in His presence. His presence is in the house. Hallelujah. Hey, if you don't want yours, I'll take it. I'll take the presence. This presence is what we need. Woo, I know I got to go to the other. Oh, Lord have mercy. Help me here, y'all. I love you guys. This is a place I could just sing and play all night long. But I better do one more. I better get out of here, for Pastor James won't be happy with me. But, hey, man, I love you guys. And we just thank you. Tracy and I thank God for you. And praise the Lord. And since we've been here, the Lord has blessed us with a son. We got a little Roland now. And he's 10 months old. And we're adopting him. We're just about through with it, the adoption. But God has shown us so much through that. Because all of us have been adopted. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So people like me, people like you, we sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound Is, saved a wretch like me. I ain't a wretch no more, y'all. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. But one thing about it now, I know and I sense the presence of God in this house. And I'm just saying to you all, you guys get to enjoy this every week. Every church ain't like this, y'all, believe me. So just enjoy the presence of God. Won't you just stand on your feet? Not for me, and give the Lord the best praise that you can give him. Give it to him. Come on. Lord, we bless you. We bless you, Jesus. Come on, give it to him. Come on. Forget about a personality. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus. Oh, glory. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who was slain from the foundation of the world. Come on, worship him. Come on, don't pity pat him. Don't pity pat Jesus. Come on, worship him. Come on, worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Lord, we bless you. Oh, we glorify you. We're getting ready to go home, y'all. But while we're here, let's enjoy the presence of God. Let's enjoy the presence of God. Oh, bless you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for Pastor Lewis, Kate. Let me just be obedient. Thank you for Pastor Tina. Play that track called Irresistible Love. I want you all, every man and woman in this house, I want you to begin to, if you know how to pray in tongues, don't be ashamed. Whatever you can do to worship God right now. Ain't about Roland Sunken to be in here. That, except for the blood of Jesus, I'm nobody. But God brought me here to bring you something. And we want to pray. I want to pray right now for Pastor Lewis, Pastor Tina. Y'all have just blessed a lot of people. We don't know how when y'all be crying and when what you're going through sometimes. I know, folk, we people. We can get on your nerves. But I want you to pray with everything that's in you. If you are a saved saint of God, I want you to just bless the Lord as I play. I'm going to play this song to their honor. But it's for you. I'm doing this as you, giving it to them. Come on, just begin to play a blessing in their lives. Begin to pray a triple anointing. in their lives. Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't know I was going to do this. Just pray over her. Just pray over them right now. Come on. Come on, this is church on the North Coast. Praying for the man and woman of this house that God has placed here. Come on, begin to just pray. Begin to just pray. I'm not asking you to scream and holler. Just do it out of your spirit. Out of your spirit. Come on, don't give in. Don't give out. Pray for the man and woman of this house. I know Pastor Lewis is across it, but he's here. He's still here. Hallelujah. Come on, this is a time of worship. This is you worship.
I behold your power and glory. Bring an offering, come before you.
Come on, don't stop praying, saints.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of your holiness.
Now begin to pray for the pastor of this church. The men and women that are on the staff of this church. It ain't so much that God wants to fill every seat, because he can do that. But he wants to fill this place with his presence. He said, and I, if I be lifted up, you don't have to do the drawing. I'll do the drawing, he said. But you got to worship. You got to worship. You got to worship. The spirit of worship is in you. Spirit of worship is in you. Come on, saints, it's in you. It's in you. Hallelujah.
Morning by morning, your mercy awakens my soul. I lift up my eyes. The wonders of heaven opening over me. Your goodness abounds. You've taken my breath away with your irresistible love.
Now every person that's saved, I want you to start. Come on, don't give out. Don't give in. Come on. I want you to just begin to worship God and thank him for everyone that's in this place today. Right now where you are, you don't have to come to the altar, but pray for that person that's right in front of you, right beside you. Pray for every member of this church. Pray for this church. Come on, Church on the North Coast is an anointed church of God. It's anointed, chosen place of God. God has chosen this place to put his name here. Hallelujah. How awesome you people are. How awesome you are. I look at you and I just love you. I just look at you guys with a holy envy. You guys are so blessed in this place. You're blessed. You're blessed with his presence. You're blessed with healing. You're blessed with deliverance. You're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed. Come on, begin to say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Not because of who I am, but because of whose I am.
Turn my midnight to day with your irresistible love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, come on, just linger right there in his presence. Just linger right there in his presence. Lord, we love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Taking my breath away with your irresistible love. Your irresistible love. Your irresistible love. Your irresistible love. It's your irresistible love. You people are so blessed. You people are so blessed. You people are blessed and anointed by God, chosen by God in this region to do things in this region. Hallelujah. I love you guys so much. Yeah, there you go. Just let the music play. I know I got to go to that place, but the Holy Ghost won't let me, he hasn't let me go yet. Come on, just linger in his presence. Oh, God. Oh, God. Is anyone under the sound of my voice that nothing know the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm not going to ask every head to be bowed right now and every eye closed. But if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he's an awesome God. He's an awesome Savior. He's an awesome deliverer. He'll bless you. Not for what you have. Doesn't matter about your social status. Doesn't matter about your education. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He loves you just as you are. I'm not telling you, giving you a command, but I'm letting you know that we love the Lord in this place. And if you want to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, now is the best time to do it. Right now, while his presence is here. Right now, while his presence is here. Right now, while his presence, don't be ashamed. Right now, while his presence is here. Right now, while his presence is here. This is the time for you to give your life to the Lord. It doesn't matter how old you are. He doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't even matter about your past. He just loves you for who you are. He loves you for who you are. Man, you guys are so blessed. I just sense such a strong anointing in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Last night I was having just a bite with my son and my daughter, and they're both in Beechwood right now. But Louis started to say to me, I had a dream last night about a tornado, and this tornado was so different. People were just running and trying to get protection in the church, coming to the church. And he said the tornado was so unusual because it was just hitting everything, everything. There was nothing in this whole city, in this whole area, that was not touched by the tornado. And he said there was darkness just everywhere around. And Rebecca said, I just had a dream about a tornado as well. And then this morning, and on Thursday, Annette, a precious intercessor, said the Holy Spirit kept saying when she came in here, I'm ready to blow, I'm ready to blow, I'm ready to blow. And then the very first word, the prophetic word that came up this morning was a tornado, but it was a tornado of his gifts of his Spirit. It's not a coincidence. If you're brand new in this place, it's not a coincidence that God has called you here. He has put gifts in you. You might not even know it yet. You might be on a journey like, I want more, I need more, I want God, that's why I'm here. And you might not even have met him yet, but you are already in the Spirit of God, powerful, and you don't even know it. There are people here that are so stirred up in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and God has chosen you to be here to be used of him, because he has a great ingathering. He has a powerful ingathering, and he knows you better than you know yourself. You don't think that you're worthy, but you know what? It doesn't matter, because God said, master it. Master it, give it to him, and he will take care of it. He needs to use us. There is a great ingathering that is coming in, and we are ready, and he is so ready to blow. He is already blowing, and it's like a hurricane, a tornado has already come into this place this morning. He is doing such a mighty work. And Tommy, are you still over there? Thank God, thank God. We have so much to rejoice over, Debbie. Thank God he is blowing. Only the Holy Spirit can do what he has done in our midst this morning. He is working in such powerful ways. Right now, as Jason closes, Minister Jason is closing, He's going to be calling up our elders and our leaders. You just continue to pray, continue to believe, because there's going to be new births in this place this morning. This is going to be a birthing ground. This holy ground is going to be a birthing place, not just for a spiritual new birth, but a new walk, a new level, a new depth in God that God is calling every one of us to. He will not leave one behind. Not one will be left behind.
Amen. Let's not waste time. Some of us know we need to be up here this morning. Elders, will you come? Elders, come. Altar ministers, come to the front. And if you know that the Lord was tapping on your heart this morning and there's a gift on the inside, and maybe you're not sure how to even describe that, you don't really even know, you just know that you need to come up here for prayer. Listen to that prompting. Listen to the Holy Spirit that's prompting you. And allow one of these folks to pray with you. Sometimes certain things don't take place unless you really get in there and you do some prayer and supplication. Amen. So let's just close our eyes for a moment. Let's just close our eyes and let's listen to the Lord. And maybe this morning, with your eyes closed, the Lord would say, I want you to go. There's something that I've put in you that I want to pull out. There's a gift on the inside of you that I want to pull out. And for you this morning, you just need confirmation. As we have our eyes closed this morning, God Almighty, we're asking for confirmation. With everybody that's in this room, God, begin to confirm that the gifts are here, that you want to deposit and you want to extract. He wants to deposit and he wants to extract the gifts this morning. Come now. If that's you, come now. Step out from where you're at and make your way. Come now. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I feel like I need to let you know that sometimes the Lord, what he'll do is he'll show you something in your mind's eye. He'll show you a picture. He'll show you a particular gift, or maybe he'll show you operating in that gift. But what it requires is for us to forget about everything around us and just zone in solely upon him this morning. Start a fire in us, Lord. Start a fire, God. Start a fire. Start a fire, Lord Jesus. Come now. Come now. The Lord is drawing you. You may feel nervous. Your heart may be pounding fast. Maybe your palms are getting sweaty. The Lord is nudging you. He's drawing you. Come now. Don't wait. Don't wait. Come now. Thank you, Jesus. He's here, friends. He's here. Here. In 1 Chronicles 15, verse 27 says, David was dressed in a robe of fine linen, as were the Levites who carried the ark, the singers, and the song leaders. David was also wearing a priestly eunuch. So all Israel brought up the ark of the Lord's covenant to Jerusalem with shouts of joy. the blowing of horns and trumpets, the crashing of cymbals, and the loud playing of harps and lyres. But as the ark of the Lord's covenant entered the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked down from her window. And when she saw King David dancing and leaping for joy, she was filled with contempt. Do you know later, she would not bear any children. David cut loose. She had contempt in her heart and she bore no children. She was cursed. Friends, God is doing a move in our church, and we're going to have to be comfortable with people dancing like David. When Roland was playing, there was one lady that got it this morning, and she was dancing around up here. And here's confirmation. When Pastor Tina and I were talking to Roland, I said, Roland, does a Davidic anointing sound silly to you? I feel like I just need to say that. And if that's goofy, never mind. And if it's God, praise God. And he said, it's funny you said that, Jason, because that's what God has called me to do. And he said, can I give you something? I said, yeah. And he gave me the definition of Davidic praise. And it's without reservation, without hesitation, with great anticipation and expectation, through participation, receive revelation and inspiration. That's what the Lord gave him. Without reservation or hesitation, with great anticipation and expectation, through participation, receive revelation and inspiration. And some of us this morning need to receive those things. But it requires participation. It requires leaving yourself behind and the things that you want, and maybe possibly even looking a little silly. It may require that. But watch God bring revelation. God bring revelation. God bring revelation through our participation. God, may we forget about what people think about God. God, may we forget about the status quo and popularity and looking kosher, looking right in church. God, may we lose ourselves as David did. God, may we be the people that lose ourselves before you and dance like David danced. God, let it not be about us any longer, but let it be about you. Let it be about you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Today we want you to know you're welcome to come. And those of you that need to get, that's okay. There's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. You get going. But know this, Christ is so in love with you. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. Know that if you leave with anything today, know that he loves you so very, very much. And as Pastor would say, everybody make sure that you live right. You pray hard. And love everybody. Live right. Love everybody. Pray hard. God bless you.